In this week's Arts, my guest is the new film director Miroslav Ondruš, whose debut feature film Vendetta is now in Czech cinemas. The film, as the name suggests, is a psychological thriller with revenge at its dark heart.
To, co se stalo, je hrozné. Ale život musí jít dál.
To nemůžete nikdy pochopit, dokud to neprožijete.
Ujasněme si jednu věc. Tohle celý řídím já.
Vendetta stars an intense Ondřej Vedký as a father who loses a loved one, and it's already being touted as one of his finest performances ever. One of the first things I discussed with the director Miroslav Ondruš, though, was Vendetta's genre roots.
Yeah, you know, the Vendetta is genre movie. You know, and few people told that it's bullshit to do this kind of movies because we have no tradition. For me, it's debut to do the movie, which isn't just for us, just for Czech Republic. And, you know, people told us after the CD movie that it doesn't look like Czech movie. So I'm happy that that we did something different.
So that was a look that you were going for from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Would you really say that the Czech Republic is completely without genre? Because I know that there is sort of a tradition of detective movies here, for example, but maybe not in the last 20 years.
I think that the problem for us is that our movies, they are just in our cinemas. The few movies, they go to the festivals and people know there, but you know, the producers and people, they want to get the money. And if you make something different and people think, oh, it's you know, it's some different movie, well, we don't like it or something. So I hope this situation will change and genre movie, you know, the thrillers will be more in our cinemas, because I think the thriller is, nobody knows some good Czech thrillers.
Mm-hmm. If you couldn't look to the Czech tradition for inspiration, where did you look? Did you look to Hollywood or elsewhere?
You know, I like European movies, especially Nordic movies. They have the strong stories, great actors, great camera.
If I may jump in, something like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Did you enjoy that movie, or is that also something else?
You know, for me, it's more close to Hollywood, you know. I like the early movies of Lars von Trier. You can see in his movies the touch of the country, the strong people, you know, the amazing faces, and or the French movies, they have a good script, you know, and great characters. So,
mm-hmm. So these are some elements that are important or were important for you when you set about writing the script, because you also wrote the script.
Yeah.
So setting, character, those are important starting points.
You know, for me in the story of Vendetta, for me, was on the first place, you know, number one, the loss of the loved one, and, you know, what you are doing, you know, when somebody take you, the friend or the mother, daughter, you know, and what you will do, and...
And this is a situation that the lead actor, Ondřej Vedký, that character finds himself in. He's lost somebody very close to him.
He lost someone who is very close to him, and... He must do something because he's got crazy to do nothing.
Now, from the trailer, you can see that the film opens in a very unusual setting. It's the middle of a forest.
The main story of the movie is in 3 hours. So I would to put the movie, you know, to the close setting. You know, people must think that that doesn't exist, you know, another world, that it's just the now bad situation, you know, just the forest, no people there, no civilization, our main character is loose there, is alone, you know, so you could think that nobody is there who could help him. He's alone for the situation, you know. If I put the character into the middle of the city, there's thousands of people, but now you see the forest, just man is alone there for him.
What was the location? Where was this? Where was it actually shot?
The most of the location were the close to the Prague, you know, because actors they have a theater at the evening. So and we shoot it in March. So the sun is just until 4 p.m. For my inspiration about the location was the movie The Road, you know, the American movie, and. I with the director of photography, Martin Sterba, we went to the lot of the forest, close to the Prague, and we finally find very, very nice and amazing for us, close to here.
The person who finds Fethi is played by Oldřich Kaiser, another well-known Czech actor. What is their relationship, or how do they get along?
I think for me, the vendetta is different in the script because you know nothing about the characters. They just appear there, and you just take it or don't take it. But you know, maybe this will be a problem for some people. But about the question, the Ondřej Vethi, the trailer star, that Ondřej Vethi is lying on the land, and Kaiser will find him, and the first situation is that the Kaiser thinks that the Vethi is innocent, but during the time Kaiser get know that some things are different or bad, and you know, I think there is no time to think about the characters, what they do before.
Vethi, as an actor, he's someone who has a very wide range. And he's also very physical. Was this a physical role for him, and was it demanding for both that reason and for the mental aspect?
It was for them, for Kaiser and Vethi, very physical film. And for Ondřej, I think it was, you know, really hard for him because he doesn't play. You know, he doesn't play, he just become the characters. So for us, shooting ended each evening, but for him, no. And for me as a director, it's great because you create the characters on the script, and now you will see that he doesn't play, he just the Pochman, you know, he becomes the Pochman.
What was the most difficult scene, do you think, in the movie to shoot, maybe for you or for them?
Ondřej told me that each scene for him was terrible because he must to think about the things which happened in the movie, you know. And for me, there is a hard scene, the most difficult scene, the second last from end, you know, because I would to make the scene in the one shot, one long shot, and there was a stuntman on the set, and was it called, you know, so it was hard, but I think it looks good and people will like it.
I want to talk a little bit, as I have here, about Igor Chmela, because he's a surprising actor. I've watched him for a few years now, and I think I saw him for the first time on HBO.
Yeah.
It was very funny. Yeah. He was doing a sketch about being a perfectionist. He has many different facets.
Yeah. You know, for me, he's a man of thousand faces, and you know, for me, it's great, and I think he worked very hard on himself. And for me, he's a great actor, and a lot of people told me after they watched Vendetta that Igor Chmela is the biggest surprise. And he's a bad man, the corrupted cop, and anyway, the only actor, you know, when I started the writing the script, I knew that Igor Chmela will be the cop.
Since you're talking about writing, the transition, I imagine, from being a scriptwriter to directing is a big one, isn't it? There's a big difference in the process. How did you find this division of labor?
You know, for me, I want to make the original movies. You know, I like the people like Petr Zelenka or others because they make a script and they go to direct. Is, you know, for me, it's a big hell because when you're writing the script, you are creating the characters, and for you, the characters are like, you know, the kids. You know all about them, and I think it will help you on the set. But with your questions, you know, for me it wasn't so hard because when I write a script, I see it. When I start the writing script, I have idea to make a low budget movie. You know, it's not hard to write a scene with thousands of elephants and other crazy things. But then we are a small country, no budget for the great movie. So I write the script like a psychological, and I try to keep the script in the real, you know, the position to make a psychological, just few characters and hard stories. That's the way how you can make a movie in 20 days.